kisses.
I love a forehead kiss.
It's so sweet. But how about you?
Once you get to the forehead, though, I'm like, ear?
Yes.
Neck?
Yes.
Clit. Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice, then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week. There's something about, like, licking a weird texture that just can ruin your entire day.
Yeah, good thing that didn't ruin my day, but it almost did.
It almost ruined mine, but luckily I know how to bounce back. And welcome back to the show. This is a Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast.
Hey.
And we're fried.
Hey.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. This is a bank episode because whenever you're hearing this, I'm in the UK.
Woo!
I'm gone. I've gone away on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again, but I do actually have a return date. So
are you gonna be eating fish and chips when this is airing?
No. I don't like that.
I don't either. So that makes two of us.
I've had it before. I feel like I'm like huffing like into the but I've had fish and chips before. I like just the vinegar stuff that you pour on it, like the malt stuff.
Malt vinegar.
That's the only way you can do it, but I drown it, and then at that point I guess it's really fish and chips because it's just underwater. Like,
yeah.
I could drink that stuff. You probably
What's
shouldn't.
What's it called? HP sauce or something? No, that's a different sauce.
No, it's like malt vinegar or something,
but I love
vinegar. Like, salt and vinegar chips? I don't care. People can fight me because I don't trust people who don't like salt and vinegar chips because I'm like, how?
I feel like
you either
lying.
Love them or hate them.
Yeah, they're lying for sure.
Because I think they're delicious, and I've never met anyone who... I
matters
like, who doesn't who matters really because honestly if you're an adult and you don't like salt and vinegar chips, salt and vinegar pistachios, perhaps anything with vinegar.
Ooh, those
like,
are really good.
There's something like even red cabbage chopped, cook it with vinegar. I don't want to tell you, it's
delicious.
I love it.
It's the tanginess,
it.
The sour.
So tangy.
There's something about salt and vinegar chips that gets me going. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It could be any time of the day, too, when I just need a little pick-me-up. Salt and vinegar chips always does it. Always.
I feel like salt and vinegar chip flavor kind of reminds me of, like, cum sometimes.
Wow. That's good.
Because it's a little, like, how it's a little salty, and it's kind of like... a tang, and you're like not like terrible.
That would be awesome.
It's not overpowering, but if it was overpowering, I would never not have a dick in my mouth, just like sucking it down, just like must be so bad for you.
Welcome to the show.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation, but you can go ad free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
And that's how we get into our business.
I'm just so fried because like we've been doing so much, dude. Okay.
What if that's how I sound like when I snore?
If so, see, you're thinking snore, and I'm thinking, what's like the grossest sound a guy's made while going down on you?
Oh gosh.
Have you ever had that?
No.
Like
Have
no,
you?
Like weird sounds.
Not like that.
No. I mean, most guys I've known don't eat pussy, so that's not.
I've been like, where they do like the. You
girls,
know, into it.
I'm sorry, but one little sidebar, girls. If there are girls who listen to this, if he doesn't. Love eating pussy, go
run now,
it's not worth it. Like I thought that you didn't need to have your pussy eaten. I thought that you just like didn't have to do that. It's just like a hole for the dick to go inside of. There's a difference between someone who does a little obligatory eat, a little like and like you can tell they're not really into it, and then there's someone who savors pussy.
Right? There is someone who takes their time. It is a dining experience. They see your little vagina out there as like a Michelin star restaurant, and they are just taking their time and savoring and trying all the things, sucking on their fingers, putting them places. I mean, there's a difference between that. And it's yes. better to have someone who wants to devour your pussy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And do as you would like done to you mm-hmm. also. So that's like a big rule in the bedroom. Like, if you're rushing through it, why would you want someone to do that to you?
Yeah.
Think about it that way.
That's true. Like, I'm just like, it can be so enjoyable.
It could be so much better if you just put a little time, put a little romance and a little love.
Don't even need romance, but it's nice. You really don't.
I mean, don't know, to like, do the work, no. But to have the pleasure.
Do you ever like taste yourself just to make sure that things are like fine down there? You never have before.
No, because I guess I've never experienced
that. I was just curious because we were talking earlier about how like, oh, if there's like fuzzies or whatever, then yeah. it's like, oh, don't tell me about it.
I mean, I get kind of grossed out even by my own BO, so I wouldn't probably taste myself. Damn. But I'm not saying that's like a wrong thing. Just haven't crossed that rainbow.
I think everybody should. I think at some point everybody should taste
everybody
themselves.
Out there listening, please. Do yourself a favor.
I think you'll like yourself a lot more, especially like if you are in a situation, maybe perchance, that someone is not eating properly. They are not dining what you are inviting. You know what I mean?
Or
give yourself a taste. And if you feel no problem with that, you're like, what's the big deal? Run.
Yeah, no, right. That's the thing. If it does taste weird,
yeah,
then maybe get it checked.
Well, then maybe get checked out.
And
but
maybe
also,
that's why no one's eaten it.
Let's be honest, though, the first time it might taste weird if you've never tasted it before.
So define weird. What would good taste like?
You need
like?
To have like multiple taste tests in a row over like an ovulation cycle. Like, you need to track every day through your ovulation cycle, like what you taste like on every given day, because then you can kind of have a good idea, a general overall viewpoint of
Please
what things should
tell
be tasting
me you do
like
this.
Down there. I really should. I should start to make a book.
Do you not already?
I just taste myself. I just know how I taste.
Every moment of the month, you know how it tastes?
Not every single day, but I can tell when there's something that's supposed to be off. Like,
you're like,
for
that's
instance,
blood.
When you Well, that does taste a little off.
It tastes like pennies. It's wow. Interesting.
No, but I do, because it's like there are like the times of the month where there's like almost no scent.
That's good.
Or taste at all. And it's just like nothingness. And then it like progresses throughout the month. I mean, you get like your ovulation cycle and then it's like.
What if it's a little gooey?
Like,
do you try it?
Yeah. I mean, I've sucked it off a dildo before. Like yeah. at this point,
you know.
When it comes to my body, I'm like, I'll put it in my mouth because it's part of me. Like yeah. it's fine, whatever. And at this point, it's like you. Number one, like during sex, it's nice to taste yourself off.
Yeah.
Partner. I mean, it's just fun. You know what I mean? Just like, I was just a man. I wonder what it tastes like. And then you combine all the flavors and stuff. It's like a big smorgasbord.
You're like, I like that mixed with this, but I don't like that mixed with this.
Not a fan of this one.
But this.
Let me tell you, I've sucked out a lot of cum loads that I really regret because they kind of stick out, not for being good, but for being like really bad tasting. You know what I mean? And then it does make me wonder how much what you eat or if it's like activity or if it's just genetics, like on what your cum tastes like. Like it's, I wonder how much of it is influenced
mostly
by like
mostly probably
you,
like, yeah, diet, how look. Much water you drink.
All right. What?
Sorry, I didn't aim this way because all of a sudden my neck is really hurting. That's why I'm like moving it like
Should
this.
Should we switch sides?
No. I'm just okay. like, I have to aim this
what
way.
What effects?
Sorry guys, I'm old.
Semen
so that's what happens when you nice. Get old. Your neck be like, ooh. And welcome to the show.
Certain lifestyle choices, such as drinking excessive alcohol, may change the makeup of sperm, possibly changing its flavor. Numerous studies, including a 2016 meta-analysis, have found that smoking may change the composition and lower the quality of semen, which may also change its taste. Okay. So a lot of things like food, alcohol, coffee, all the things. Is it always warm and salty?
Oh shit,
this is crazy. All right, taste can vary from person to person. So although all semen is generally warm and salty, there will be unique differences in flavor. Wait. Okay, here are the big offenders. Okay, the big offenders that reportedly give semen a musky, bitter smell and taste include garlic, onions, broccoli, cabbage, leafy greens, asparagus, meat and dairy products. Oh, so cool. Pretty much like everything.
Everything my man eats.
But the alleged items that these may help make the flavor seem a little more tolerable include celery, parsley. But parsley is a leafy green. So isn't that something that's supposed to make it worse? What's the difference with parsley?
It's an herb.
Oh, well.
Just kidding.
Wheatgrass. Ew, disgusting. Cinnamon. Ugh. That's why I put cinnamon in the coffee every morning. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Nutmeg. Oh, my God. I love nutmeg. Did you know if you eat or consume enough nutmeg, I think it like has hallucinogenic properties?
Wow. Have you ever done red? Oh, that's cinnamon. Never mind. Wow. That's cool.
Does it? Did I make that up in my
head? That's really cool.
Nutmeg. As someone who fucks with psychedelics.
Isn't it cloves?
Nutmeg. Is nutmeg cloves?
No. Is it cloves the one that makes you a little bit psychedelic?
I don't know. I'm going to look
check it out.
Nutmeg.
It's probably nutmeg.
Psychedelic effects. All I know is that nutmeg is delicious. At a high enough concentration, yes, nutmeg really can be a hallucinogen.
Oh, wow.
Creating effects similar to MDMA compounds.
Awesome.
It owes its psychoactive side effects to myristicin?
So if you take a spoonful of nutmeg, check it out. You might get some like little...
A spoonful of nutmeg helps the hallucinogens come out.
So that's more of a euphoric feeling. That's kind of cool.
That must be why I love nutmeg. Because I just like... Sometimes a recipe will call for cinnamon. And I'm like, but also nutmeg.
You're like, but the two together.
That's why the baking always tastes so good. Because there's always like some form of nutmeg in it. Even like the banana bread. But I can't tell you anything else about the banana bread. Yeah.
But
it's a secret recipe.
But can you put MDMA in your bread and it tastes like nutmeg?
You definitely could, I'm pretty sure.
You just start sprinkling the three now. You got cinnamon, nutmeg, and MDMA. Here we go.
A little sprinkle, just a little dusting.
We do not advocate this, you guys.
But maybe. I mean, I never know. Ugh. I never know what people like. But let me tell you, there's something about banana bread that feels like MDMA anyway.
Yeah, it is. It's very
it makes you feel so good. And then before you know it, the entire loaf of banana bread is gone.
And then you're sad. And then you make more.
And then you do make more. Yeah. Oh, dude. I figured I tweaked the recipe a bit. I think I mentioned to you, but I'm going to make it again so that you can try it. Because I think it's the best one ever. It lasted all of maybe 48 hours between the two of us. Just ripped it apart.
When you like toast it and put butter and honey. That's the best.
I cut it down to, I have like so little sugar in the recipe now that I'm like surprised it tastes as good as it does. And it's... fucking amazing. God, I love banana bread.
So earlier when we were, you know, doing our thing, I put a few things in our notes.
We've been shooting videos, y'all. That's why. So bear with me because I'm just like on one today. We've done a lot of content and I'm exhausted.
Also, don't mind me just keep bobbling my head. It's like all me too. Of a sudden weird.
I'm just like, oh.
All right. So will you please tell me how your experience went when... your recent sensor was put in for your air conditioning?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Can we start there?
So,
if you guys remember from our latest episode, one of our last episodes, Molly got her AC replaced. And that was because her old one went bye-bye. Mm-hmm. So, that was a big
to-do.
Yeah.
And if you guys missed that episode, please go back and listen to it. Because I did rant about the air conditioner guy. It was a lot. He was just so rude, like so condescending, all that kind of stuff. But I've been living now in a house that isn't overheating me. It's not baking me alive. So I had some clarity.
It feels great in here.
Yeah. And so I finally looked in the mirror, as I said I would do, and I didn't hate myself that day. So I called the company because I was like, well, the sensor still hasn't been installed. There's all these like other little things that need to get done.
Yeah.
And I called and I kind of just made a few like... very passive comments about the person who installed things for me, which sounded also like he gave me some bad information. And they scheduled to have a technician come out to install the sensor that makes like something for the other room.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I don't care. So,
something.
Guy comes back and it's the guy who told me how to use the unit. But you see, I didn't hate myself in that moment. Like I said, this had nothing to do with him. And he brought me out of my crippling depression, which was really cool because he showed up and I did the thing. I didn't avoid eye contact at all. I stared at him so directly. I don't even know how many times I blinked, but it wasn't very many. And let me tell you, he was a lot nicer and he was a lot more stumbling over his fucking words. And he got out of there a hell of a lot faster because I just did the autistic stare.
Yeah.
Like every time that he would say something, I was just like, absolutely, yes. And I'm just like dead eyeing him. And I just had my shoulders back and I'm just staring him down. And I was like, he's a lot shorter than I remember. Anyway, but that made me happy because I was like, oh, cool. I can intimidate people.
And how long was How long was it? Like the interaction?
Not very long. I made him very uncomfortable.
Oh, good.
He didn't linger. He didn't tell me other things that were going wrong. And in fact, a few of the things I said, he's like, oh, yes, that probably would be better because I can be scary when I need to be.
Hear that?
I have to remind myself of that, too, because I'm like, don't let yourself get trampled in the first place. You'll be pissed about it. Right? You don't always get an opportunity to make a second first impression,
never.
Which is never a second first impression. It's just a second impression. But who cares?
Hey, who's asking?
Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/twnd. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/twnd to try it out.
Oh my God.
Well, that's crazy that the guy still like has a job. I mean, hearing about how he treated like I didn't think he was going to last very long.
I didn't get into like everything because I was like, I don't really need to create an issue right now. I just want to get things fixed before
I go on
my trip.
You're like, just get out of my house.
Yeah, just basically leave. That was kind of the vibe I was giving off, and I was proud of that.
Yay! Yeah. I love that. Also, I also wanted to know about funny face. Wait, is that what it says? Fear face. What is fear face?
Fear face.
Yeah.
Fear face.
That's all that's in my notes. It's fear
face. Oh, shit. Because we were talking about, all right, so we were going back through like old photos. I was trying to do some throwback stuff and found these photos and all of the pictures of me from like 2013 through so much time. It was a long time.
Oh,
where my eyes,
that's what it was.
My eyes were like as big as saucers. Like I looked like I was on drugs and I was not. It was just like a constant like fear anxious face.
Yes.
Like I'm smiling, but
my
eyes.
I did ask you why.
I was like this big. They're just like.
But it's like the help me, like the get out look, like the get out,
like help,
get
help
out.
We need fucking help.
Is everything okay? Yeah. No, get out.
It's fine.
I gotta get out.
But I was like shit, and it was kind of weird to see, but it was also nice to know I'm in like a better space now for things. But I was like, dear God, there was like so much time where I just look like completely anxious all the time. And like, I'm trying to hold my shit together.
That's how you know that was a rough patch of life.
But when you're in it for some, like everything is just happening so fast. You don't really like think about it or notice or whatever. But yeah. I was just like, damn, that's crazy.
I bet all my like old photos from back in the day look the same. Watch, we both have those like...
It's just really weird because I feel like my eyes don't ever do that. And now I'm like, I can't keep
now
them open.
Now they're so chill. You're just like.
That's because I'm stoned.
Yep. It's because we'd be hanging.
Oh, man. Dude, we've been doing so much lately. So sorry once again, y'all. This is a banked episode. It's a lazy summer. That's what we're doing. But it hasn't been lazy. That's the thing.
And
I have to plan to be lazy.
Also, we don't want like. To not have, you know, anything for you guys and everybody for our Patreon, which we love. We hope you guys really enjoyed the music video. You know, we had so much fun, you know, just creating that.
And if you're not listening to it on repeat, what are you doing? Like, you're supposed to be driving up the views. So please just leave it on, like, while you're at work or just, like, when you sleep at night, just mute it and keep it on replay. Like, whatever you need to do. I don't really understand why it doesn't have more views right now. I don't even know how many views it does have right now, but it's not enough. So share
with
a friend.
Everybody, please. And please leave a rating on our Spotify, on everything, on our YouTube. Everybody just go like us. Please.
You just said, please. And it's like, just everyone put it right up there.
Come on.
Put it right up us. Shoot. Okay. So I don't know if this question is too personal, but do you keep a landing strip or do you like.
It's gone.
It's gone. All gone.
Yeah.
Gone?
And it's been like that for most of my adult life.
Yeah. Dude, mine has always. I was actually curious because I was thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
Because. With laser hair removal, right? You get tiny little patchy bits that grow, but not really. It's like, here's like four random pubes that are really long out of nowhere because
like
you didn't pay attention.
Hair?
Yeah. And I was like, shit, because some of the photos that we're looking at, I had like a little bit of a bush going on and stuff. And I was like,
which photos?
But some in the throwback folder of stuff like that. But because there was like one time period where I didn't have access to a razor for like a week. And so things happened.
You're like, oops.
I remember the first time that I ever shaved because I didn't know that there was anything weird about it. I barely knew you're supposed to like shave your legs and shit like that. But I remember it was like my first boyfriend. And there was one point, you know, you get the hand in there and he's like, oh, that's disgusting. Like, if you want to do stuff with me, like, you have to shave. And I was like,
oh, shit.
Dude, I fucking nicked my leg because it was the old like pink Bic razors that just like tear apart your flesh. I was nicking. It was like a whole thing going on that I just like had little like cuts. And I, for the longest time, I didn't know, but all I knew was that like hair down there is gross. And now that I'm older, I'm like, shit, I can't even get a landing strip because my ex didn't want me to have any either. I thought when I got the laser first, I'd just do like keep the landing strip or something. So there's a little something. And now that's not really an option. I can grow in like 20 patchy ones at best.
Well, we do the Merkins.
Those are always very fun. I was actually listening to Josh Potter's podcast and they were talking about Merkins.
Yes.
And people are like, behind the jeans or something like that. They were talking about Merkins. I can't remember what it was, but they were so confused. Like some people hadn't heard of them and I was thinking how many Merkins we use. So I sent him a message.
Can I give you one or can I get one for you that's like just money signs?
That would be cool. I'd be down with that. I've used like mustaches as Merkins. Yes. We've done the big heart like fuzzy one. That was a lot. That one was a lot because the red little furry bits got everywhere. But I really like the mustache, like the orange mustache from the Leprechaun video.
So good. Oh my gosh. Like fake Merkins, they hit the same.
Have you ever vajazzled?
Never. Have you?
It makes you feel so cute.
I bet.
you can get these like sticker strips where it's just like, think like a temporary tattoo, but rhinestones are like the ones that you put on your face, but just for your cooter. It's just like you can do like this little outline and
pretty.
I had little Playboy ones before. I thought they were so cute.
It's like when you used to go tanning like in the beds and you get the little cherries or the Playboy bunny like just for the tan line.
I never did. I did with the tanning beds like a couple times. I'm so glad that I didn't do it for too long because
you'd have been leather.
But look, people, it's something about people in Michigan that they're like, we have to prepare to go to Florida. We're getting in the tanning beds. We're going to be super brown by the time we get there and we won't get burned. I'm like,
we're going to the Keys.
Are giving yourself skin cancer right now is what you're doing.
They were like that in Orange County too. Like it was such a big thing. I think growing up where kids were like, or girls would be like, I got my, what do you call it? The subscription? Membership. I got my membership to whatever tan, blah, blah, blah. I can go unlimited. They come to school the next day and they're like dark, dark brown. It's like, what happened to Sandy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God. It's such a slippery slope.
She was fine yesterday. Today she's just burnt. Yeah.
Oh God. I can't even. Ugh. I did
that was a thing.
Oh, speaking of tan though, did that fake tan and I gave myself a rash. Like I don't even know.
It looks good though now. Like it was scary.
It freaked me
by
out
the
though.
Look of it.
Their skin like just skin is so dumb. I hate skin. You know what I mean? Fuck skin. Why do we even need it? It's so rude. Cause like
to hold our organs in.
Well, no. Well, the skin doesn't even do that. It just covers the muscles. You know what?
Pretty soon I'm gonna come up and she's gonna have no skin.
Scratching, peeling
it
all
off.
Hey,
doesn't this look good? You don't like it?
It's just so annoying because you don't know like what's setting off this random rash that like just comes out and you're just like, oh, there's pimples today. It wasn't there last night. And it's like you do everything in your power to keep your skin nice and it still just betrays you constantly. I find it very rude. It's offensive. Buy like specialty razors, doesn't matter, just ripping apart your flesh.
Gosh. Well, I did hear before that so the two brands of like razors that are really big, there's two really that like are on the top. There's Bic, right? Mm-hmm. Oh wait, no, sorry, there's Gillette. That's the number one, right? Mm-hmm. On the market, I guess. Like over the counter razors. And then there's Bic. Or Chic.
Yeah, I don't use any of those.
So those two are the shit ones. That, like, it's asking for cuts.
Yeah. I've been using Billy or something like that. There's like a subscription for like sensitive skin. And
so they must be like, you know, the new and up and coming ones, but that are really bougie or like something nice. But if you go to Target, you get one or the other. Mm-hmm. It's like Gillette.
I'm your Venus.
Yes. So that's the one I go with because it's Gillette. But yeah, if you guys don't know, don't go with Bic and don't go with Cheek.
Do you remember the ones that had like the... They were so big. It was like almost like a Manscaped size like thing, but the detachable heads had so much of the goo around it, like the shower gel goo. So that their heads were like this big, but you did two shaves with it and the whole head of it was gone. It was just like a floating.
Yeah, I never knew like what the fuck that was all about.
It was, but like, you know, so you didn't need shaving gel, but it ran through so quickly that it's like, well, what?
You still need it.
You still need it. Yeah, jeez. It's ridiculous.
Okay, and then so this morning we did makeup pretty early. Let's talk about the makeup now. Like, it's still perfect. Like, this is amazing. And it's all thanks to, like, freaking...
We can't say the name.
Oh, we can't because no free ads. But anyways, earlier you made a funny joke about saying you'd rather be creasy than laugh.
Greasy.
Not laugh.
Oh.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You were I'd rather crease than not laugh.
Yeah, because so we...
Well,
we
I would too.
We kept laughing. See, that's the thing. And that's the problem with under eye and doing makeup and being a woman and all that fun stuff.
It's like it shows.
But it's funny because so the powder works really well, but I still have laughed enough to get like a couple lines going underneath. And Laura's like, don't laugh. And I'm like, I really don't care. I really don't care.
Perfect.
I would rather crease than laugh though, because, and that's what I'm trying to look at and appreciate, like smile lines and laugh lines and stuff like that, which is still hard to do, but I'm trying because otherwise I could just look miserable all the time.
It is hard. And I know what you mean. Like, looking at my skin now, like I'm 38. So like I see every little thing and I'm like, but it's not so bad.
Mm-mm.
I got years on me.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
we've been
all
through
right.
the ringers. Listen, I've been run through.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Rated hard and let go wet. You know what I mean? Boom.
It's like, well, ooh. I wasn't let go wet. You know what I was like? Do you remember talking about that like a year or so ago? It's like the idea that like I think back now and it's even funnier because I was like, for the longest time, like, it's just so hard for me to get wet. It's so weird. Like, I just can't get wet. Because no one was making me wet. I was just like, oh, that's just my pussy. My pussy just doesn't get really wet. Like, I don't know what to tell you. But it's crazy because when you actually start enjoying sex and liking your body and fucking shit like that, it's crazy. You just get wet. So if they're not getting you wet, it's not a you problem.
No.
That's what I would like to say.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Also, to be fair, too, when you drink a lot of liquid IV, use our promo code.
That's right.
You can get wet a lot quicker.
Listen,
trust me. Are you thirsty? Are you dry?
We all want to get wet quicker. I don't know what to tell you. You know, even if you like some foreplay, you want to be wet right away because nobody wants to be rubbing around a dry clit. You know what I mean? And that's the same thing that comes down to it when you're trying to lick a nibble or, you know, maybe nibble on the tip of a penis, like whatever it is that you want to do. You need to have hydration because you need to have saliva. You need to have all that good stuff going on or you're going to have a really bad time. So I want you to go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on absolutely everything that you purchase.
Everything.
And it helps support the show. You get CTT technology and it's just, you can have water, right? And water's great. Water's good for you, all that fun stuff. But it can get kind of boring, just like sex. It's like bringing a toy into the bedroom when the sex gets boring. It's like just add a vibrator in. And in this case, you're just going to add 16 ounces of water to one stick of liquid IV. And that's what you're going to bring into the bedroom. And that's what you're going to bring into your life. Better hydration for you, the ones you love, and the ones that maybe you don't love, but you do fuck sometimes. Because it's still important to be hydrated if you're going to get down with the good stuff. So go to liquidiv.com. Use code TWND. Save 15%. Get free shipping on everything that you purchase, and we thank you for supporting the podcast.
Love it. Yes.
Give me the applause. That was pretty good.
I love it. Yeah, but it's true, you guys. We drink liquid IV every day.
I drink liquid IV probably even more than I should.
But how could it be bad?
Love it. I don't know. There's something about opening a stick of liquid IV and it just kind of like the powder like wafts up into your nose. Yeah. You're just like, is this what cocaine is like? I don't know. I've never done it.
Also, when I was like making ours the other day, I remember it just like fully flying up into my face and going, ooh.
It's a lingering cloud too. Like it poofs up and it kind of sits there.
And it kind of goes into your breath too. Like it, like your whole throat just kind of
gets a nice little coating.
Yes. Yeah. Just enough. Mm. Not enough to make you choke.
Have you ever used that throat numbing stuff for blowjobs? Have you seen that like throat spray that's supposed to like numb your throat for head?
I haven't, but I'd love to. But the thing is, wouldn't like the sore throat stuff kind of do the same thing? Because I've tried that.
Maybe, but that only...
Would it numb a dick?
Wait. Are you trying to numb the dick or your throat?
No. Okay. So like, what if it has... What if you have so much in your throat that when you went to go down?
Oh, I don't think you should have that much in your throat. Did you know? You're not even supposed to swallow that. I found that out.
What?
The
throat spray?
The throat spray.
Why?
Because you're just not supposed to. It's not for consumption. It's to spray.
Why is it made for your throat?
Because you're supposed to and like spit it back out.
You're not supposed to do that with a cough drop, and that's what it tastes like.
But I felt vindicated because I was always told just swallow it, and no, do not swallow it. And I didn't swallow it, and I swallow most things. All right, I've swallowed so many things. So
many. I'm going to go home and look at mine when I get home.
It says it on the bottle.
I'm going to go home and look at it. Because why would they make that and then cough drops you can swallow?
Because it's just like a different like medication. Most cough drops aren't actually like medicated, but the chloraseptic stuff is.
What?
Has like a numbing agent.
No one's ever told me that, and I swallow it all the time.
Well, I mean, I think you'll be fine. But it's like we said. It's like these things.
I haven't done it in years, but crazy.
I know. I don't like... That throat spray stuff.
That is crazy.
Do you know what I like? Is have you used the canker sore stuff that you put on that like numbs your canker sore?
No, but...
Because
I've done the throat shit.
I got those pointy teeth and I bite into my lips all the time and then sometimes they can like swell up.
Yeah.
And I like to put the little numbing stuff on and it feels funny. And if you get it on your lips get numb too. So you're like...
It's like going to the dentist. If they do like one of those like deep cleans, and they're like, "We're gonna give you some numbing cream."
Oh my god, that could be like the canker sore cream, and also like a spoonful of nutmeg, and I'm just gonna be
yes. You're like, sign me up. I'll take two. Thanks. Take two and give me a cookie.
Call me in the morning.
Call me in the morning.
Who am I kidding? Don't call me. Oh, I was wondering, do you have any names that give you the ick?
Names like people would call me?
No, just like names.
Oh, like names and like general.
Yeah, like you hear that name and you're just like, ugh.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout.
Oh, yeah, I just don't want to say it, though, because it's the devil.
Okay, so we should suffice that, honestly, most J names.
Okay.
Most J names for me, personally. Like, names that start with J. I'm sorry, just most of them.
Sorry.
A lot of experiences with J names. I think we've all been there. But for me, one was like Gregory. And it's not
that is kind of a weird name.
For me personally, I just like it's something about a Gregory. Like you it's even just saying it, it's like Greg. And it's not like you're trying to say Gregory, but it's Greg. No matter what, you get like the you know what I mean? And this is no hate to any Gregory out there.
I can think of something.
But even Greg, it's like Greg. Like you're choking on it every time, and I don't choke. Like, why am I choking on Greg? I don't want to be choking on Greg.
Filbert.
Is Filbert
kinda cute, though.
But is Filbert even a name?
Yeah.
Is that a real name?
It has to be. Come on. Do you think I just made that up? Okay, Gilbert. That's a name. That's kind of ick.
Gilbert.
Filbert is not a name. It's a hazelnut.
A filbert.
What are filberts? Filberts are filbert nuts. It's from a hazel tree. Hazelnuts are filberts.
That's adorable. That's cute. I don't have the ick from that. I love hazelnuts. I fucks with hazelnuts.
Me too.
Nutella.
A bunch of filbert cream.
Did I tell you I got a little jar of Nutella so that my man could make me Nutella lattes?
Oh my gosh.
But then I just ate all the Nutella.
Queen.
I just ate it all. And you know what's fucked up?
It didn't last.
But do you know what's fucked up? Like, he made me like two or three maybe hazelnut lattes with the.
So good.
They were so good. But what was better was scooping out the inside of the Nutella. Like, he's not going to notice that I'm eating all of the Nutella.
Little by little.
I'm just sneaking in there. There was one. I'm getting ready for bed. And I went to go get a glass of water. And I just, my hand just automatically goes to the coffee cabinet, opens it, and there's the Nutella. I just took a scoop.
You're like, I'm
pissed. And I hear he's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
You're like, this, stick your mouth in.
I'm like slurping down the spoonful of Nutella, throw it back in, shut the door. I'm like, why am I hiding this?
Just bring it to the bed, girl. Bring it to the bed.
I was like, man, that shit runs deep, though, if I'm still doing that.
Damn. I've never done that, but I need to now. I feel like I need to go and get a jar of Nutella and indulge and see what this is all about.
Do you know what you can do? Is just take the scoop, and then it's thick. You know, like when they have the DQ shakes and they tip them upside down? One of the times that I did that, though, it did pour all over the counter. And then she just kind of looked at me, and I looked at her, and...
What, the DQ?
Yeah.
You did not.
I didn't. She did. The big girl who's making it. I've never worked at a DQ.
Wait, why did she do that?
Because you were supposed to do it for the blizzard, remember? They would tip over the cup because it was supposed to be so thick that it stayed in the cup. Mine was not so thick that it...
They would serve it this?
No, before they would hand it to you, they flip it over and then they flip it back up to show you that it's thick enough and it's not going to fall out.
It wasn't thick enough.
That was like a huge thing at the mall. Like, I remember there was like the DQ at the blizzards and the Orange Julius. Right next to each other.
I remember Orange Julius.
And one of the times, I would always get Orange Julius because I love Orange Julius. And one time I was like, you know what? Get a blizzard. And she went to show me it was thick and it just pours over the counter. And we look at it and we look at each other and she's like, I'll make you another one. So it was, but she had to clean
second
it all
time's
up.
A,
it
was a charm. Poor thing.
I know.
Girl, you needed more ice and a little bit more toppings in that shit. Probably something too much more. Too much milk. One of my first jobs was in like a boba tea place, like, and we'd make coffees and milkshakes and stuff like that. So like, I remember you'd have to have the texture just right for like the shakes. They were too runny. Like, people would complain that they weren't thick enough. So I could totally understand. Like, man. And I remember just making so many drinks all day. I probably consumed at least 5,000 calories a day in drinks just working there.
I did. Like milkshakes, smoothies.
And out of gelato.
It's milkshakes. Dangerous.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
But it was so good. So good.
I really like to eat unhealthy.
You know what?
Like.
But look at, wait, you work it.
No way. When does my phone ever have the ringer on? That was fun.
It was me.
Oh, was it?
When I was taking pictures earlier. How
oh,
to be on.
Right. Yeah.
Burr.
I was like, that's weird. fuck, I lost my train of thought. There was nothing. It didn't matter. Oh, just like, I eat like trash.
That's why we get served a bunch of raccoons and shit on our Instagram, because we relate.
I get served
they eat
so
trash too.
Much raccoon stuff. Raccoons are so adorable. But
did
so
they
mean.
Did you have a bunch of raccoons in Michigan growing up? I feel like that's where they'd be.
I don't like remember a bunch of raccoons. I remember raccoons, but I remember my mom.
I mean, like a raccoon.
I remember my mom saying that she had like a pet raccoon, but I don't know. My mom lies about stuff. It could not be real. I don't really know, but she said that she had a raccoon as a pet and it lived somewhere. I don't
Aren't
know.
Raccoons like, what's the
vermin.
Word? They are vermin.
Just like me.
Aren't they like nocturnal?
Yeah, more nocturnal.
So, like, I wonder if your mom, like, played with it, like, at night.
Maybe. I'm sure my mom... I was going to make a joke. I can't make it.
Go for it.
No.
I want to hear it. Please. You can't leave me hanging and leave everyone else hanging like
remember,
this.
Remember like weird stories about cats dying and stuff? Like, you remember what? Like the old motors? So this is a thing in Michigan.
Curiosity
maybe
killed
not,
the cat.
Maybe not in, well, that too, but not maybe not in California, but Michigan get cold. So the cars back in the day when the undercarriage was more exposed, it was like a thing my grandparents would say. Yeah, they would climb up on the motor to like stay warm, like within the engine. And you start up the car and it just butchers the cat.
I've heard of that.
Wild.
That is insane.
So crazy. It's so wild. Just like oh god, cat jam. I can't.
Oh. Yeah, check under those hoods if you live in a cold place, please. No thanks.
Can cats still get up in there anymore? Is it still like
I've never been under a car.
I've been under old cars. I've never been under... I don't even know what the underside of my car looks like at this point. Like, I have no idea.
Is it your engine in the back? No, it's in the front.
No, it's in the front. I don't really know. I didn't make it. I just bought it.
It's my car. I made it all by myself.
That would be terrible. I would make terrible cars. People wouldn't last in them. I don't know how to make things safe.
Could it be any worse than a Cybertruck? Those Cybertrucks are
freaking... so many Cybertrucks that have popped up, and it makes me mad when I drive around. Like, I just wonder why. Who drives them? Why did you make the choice to do so? It's the ugliest fucking thing.
They do look like trash cans, the ones that were like metal.
Yeah, the big dumpsters. That's what they look like, is big rolling dumpsters. And then you put like a wrap on it?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
A really ugly Yeezy shoe. Like a really ugly one.
I just think they're the ugliest cars in the world, but it's become like the new like G-Wagon.
It has. And I feel like there's too many of them, and not too long ago they were all recalled. So what makes people really attracted to something that is so new that could potentially be so dangerous, cuz it's so new that they haven't worked out every little thing.
Maybe they're like, nobody will steal it.
Yeah, no one will steal it, no one will shoot it, cuz it's bulletproof, right?
Who knows? They also said that Teslas can drive themselves, and can't they? Haven't there been like a lot of reports of things not going so well?
The only way I'd buy one is if it flew.
We don't have flying cars.
Not yet.
And I was promised flying cars. Remember the Jetsons?
Yeah.
God damn.
Pretty soon. Let's see how long it takes.
I don't think cars should fly. Look how people drive out on the damn road.
Though.
Maybe I'll just throw this whole... This is my rage. I'm just going to throw my cord all around. What the fuck am I doing?
But don't you think like in the next 10 years we'll be having flying cars?
I think if there are flying cars, then people would not be allowed to operate them. They'd have to be completely automatic. Be like, here's where I'm going. And then it takes you there. Because people already can't drive for fucking shit. And there's no real traffic to speak of in Vegas. Yet somehow there's accidents all over the place.
Yeah.
People are nearly colliding with you at every given moment. Everyone's on their fucking phone. Nobody's thinking at all. Like, people, so many people have lost the ability to think, and it drives me fucking crazy.
I think also, like, and I've been hearing it more and more, so it's just reassuring.
Californians?
It's just reassuring that, like, Vegas is definitely a scary place to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, like, just Californians. I think it's just everyone that's here. It's like everyone's in so much of a freaking hurry to get wherever they're trying to go.
But for what?
When there's no reason. Because either, maybe, yeah, A, you're late because you're late.
They should have left earlier.
Yes, A. You can't just like make everyone else your victim of like almost like being hit by you because you're an asshole. Or it's like I just heard more and more like, or hear more and more people go like, dude, the last time I drove, which is like, you know, let's just say it's today. It's like, oh, I almost got hit by three different people. And it's like, it's very standard here in Vegas. And it's like.
And the parking lot.
It's crazy.
Sometimes I feel like the parking lot is more dangerous than the road because it's like.
People aren't looking.
People aren't looking at all. There's like stop signs and stuff and people are just rolling right through. The other day, there was like one of those four-way stops, you know?
Yeah.
And just six people just drove right through. But the crazy thing was that the people going straight through and the people who are going left, all of them just like kept going. So it was a thing that I was very surprised sitting there. I had parked and I'm watching this occur, right? And I was like, how have no accidents actually happened? Because no one's really stopping
Yeah.
at all. But there was almost collisions, but you would think that nobody noticed because you almost have a collision from the side left. They screech, they honk, they keep going, and then they speed off. Everyone's just
flipping each other off.
I'm like, what's going on?
It's so unhinged.
It's so wild.
I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't get it. But like at the same time, I drive like such a grandma that it's really rare for me to like get involved with things like that. And I do keep my distance from people. Yeah. Overall, I do. I stay way back.
You're supposed to.
I stay way back, more back than I need to be. And I'm just like, I do see people though all the time, like almost getting hit, like yeah. on the freeway.
Listen, sometimes I want to hit people. Sometimes I do, but I don't. I still keep my distance. It's maybe why I keep more distance, because I know that the want is sometimes there. Because it's like, for instance, all right, if you're in a parking lot and someone is walking,
yeah,
that's totally cool. That's your prerogative. You have to be walking to where you're going from where you parked your car, and yeah, that's cool. I understand. However, you don't need to take 25 to 30 minutes or 2 to 3 business days, however the fuck long it takes you to walk across an aisle of the parking lot. Like, people are meandering. They're going off on little side quests and adventures, just making their way across like 10 feet of parking lot.
Yep.
And they just look at you the whole time like they're confused. They're like, why are you in a car and I'm walking? I'm like, what? Just fucking go. The fastest way to get anywhere is to go in a straight line. Just go in a straight line. Get off your fucking phone. What are we doing?
Yes, get off your phone.
You can't look at me, walk, and use your phone at the same time. It doesn't work. Like, it just looks like you have no idea where you are. And if that's the case, you should stay the fuck home. Because yeah. people have places to be. And it makes me want to hit you.
Yep.
Just a little tap.
A tap-a-roo.
Just a little tap to wake you up because you are asleep as fuck. Just a little tap.
Please.
Well,
I mean, I feel the same, especially like when just people don't like pay attention. It's just like, I just want to shake them. Like when I'm in Costco, for instance, mm-hmm. that's another place like where people get so aggressive. Like, yeah. it's like you're all of a sudden in a flea market and people just don't give a shit like about their surroundings, about who's next to them. No. Like, it's like everyone's in it for their own. Like, they're just like storming through with their carts, like mm-hmm. all across. And I'm like,
They're looking like linebackers, like coming through, like yeah! pushing out their elbows and stuff. And it's like, you're maybe looking at a box of granola or something. And they're like,
I know,
like boxing you out to be like, oh, I need this granola. I'm like, there's 10 other ones. I hate shopping there.
And now I've just resorted to like, because Costco does free delivery. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
That's cool.
And so now I don't even want to step foot. Just like order my shit. And like, if it takes a day, cool, whatever.
I feel like it's even like that. It's like Costco is like obviously one of the ones that's like that as well. But it's just like so many places now to the point that like I don't even pay attention to people when I go out because I'm like, they're not paying attention to me.
Nope.
Like no one is paying attention at
all. But then it just adds to the madness.
It does. But
they're never going to change.
But do you want to know what's funny is when people are actually paying attention, because most of the time they're not. You can say anything in most situations with most things and no one's gonna notice, because they'll just be like, yeah, you have a fantastic day too, or go fuck yourself. So it doesn't really matter.
What if you pass somebody and you're like, I just farted, and they're like, yeah, cool,
yeah,
because they're not
you could literally say that. But it's funny when you realize someone is actually listening.
Y'all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Because most of the time they don't. So this was a situation where Kay moved. She just helped me pick up some stuff for like a set that I was building.
Yeah.
And we went into, I believe it was like a Party City shout out. And everyone was to the point, like, there's people just like Someone was yelling on the phone, like they were yelling on the phone to somebody about balloons, like not somebody who worked there, someone who's clearly not wanting to get balloons, and they're getting balloons. There, nobody was paying attention at all. Two people were kind of fighting because they got like, they came together in the line. They were like debating who was going to go first, and it was like a whole thing. There was like two other people in line. It wasn't going to take much longer either way. And Kay and I were just talking about something. I can't even remember, but it ended up being like, I was regaling her with the story of how I got cum in my eye and like how it swelled up all big and it was like crying down my face. And I was like, but it wasn't, I wasn't gonna let it stop me. I kept it in. Like, what are you gonna do? Like, oh, I'm gonna stop the scene because I have cum in my eye. And then I realized that we're already at the checkout counter, which wouldn't normally matter, but I looked down at the lady who's at the counter and she's just looking at me. I was like, oh, sorry. Sometimes I forget that I'm in public. And she's like, it's all right. I used to work at the Love Store. I was like, oh, so you know all about getting cum in your eye. And she's like, yep, we've all been there.
How old was she?
I don't know. Please, maybe in her 40s or something like that.
She's like, that's all normal. That's all.
But it was
funny
because she looked at first, like the only reason I noticed that she was listening is because I got like a, when I said something about getting cum in my eye, like an agreement nod, like a sign agreement.
She's like, yeah, I've been there. Like, I freaking hate that.
And then it made me hate myself even more. I was like, because I can talk in line at a Party City about getting cum in my eye, but I can't go on stage at Wise Guys for an open mic night.
Yet.
But it's fine to go talk about getting cum in my eye with a lady at Party City, and that's okay.
You'll get there. Little baby steps. Mm. You know what I mean? First you talk about cum in your eye, then Wise Guys.
Yeah.
Open mic.
That's just like, that's the
full
path.
Full circle.
That's the path that comes full circle.
I love that.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah, during this time, you'll be all across the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
In the UK, yes. eating tons of vinegar.
So
do you have anything
vinegar
else you're looking forward to?
Just drinking vinegar, really. I'm going to be drinking a lot of vinegar. Can you imagine? I just drink vinegar. No. I don't know. We're going to see like friends and stuff like that, so it's going to be good. But there's somewhere I'm excited because at some point, I don't know that it'll be on this day of this episode. I have no idea when this is coming out, actually, but I'm going to be eating a lot of pretzels and mustard, like some famous mustard, going on a mustard pretzel tour type.
How are
thing.
The pretzels there? Are they the soft, bready ones?
I have no
or
idea.
Are they pretzels like crunchy?
They better not be crunchy or I'm going to lose my shit because I need like a soft Bavarian
like
pretzel. It's a Bavarian pretzel. It should be soft, like a big soft pretzel. And then sauerkraut. And I know this doesn't do it for you, but
what?
Sausages, bratwurst.
Yes.
Oh,
that's what I want to hear. What is it? And then chocolate. You're going to bring chocolate home for us?
All bring of the chocolate. Food. I want to do food. Like, I've heard UK, not so great for food, but I'm sure some things are good.
I'm sure.
But Germany is where I'm excited to eat. I'm going to feast in Germany.
Do they have bangers and mash? Is that
I'm
where
sure.
it's from?
Bangers and mash would be more, yeah, like UK, I think.
Or is
maybe.
That Irish?
I have no idea. I guess I'll go find out. I don't know. But I'm excited to be seeing. I've never been to like England and that kind of stuff before. So
and it's going to be beautiful weather.
Yeah, should
it's
be.
It's not
going to
be like
nice.
This place that we're in right now.
It's been on fire. And also, to some of you who listen to this who are also subscribed to my OF page, please, for the love of Christ, stop making me do videos outside. It is so hot outside.
I like, what are you so trying to do to her?
I'm like, can we not wait till September? Maybe like late August at best. Like, this is wild. Do you guys have any idea how fucking hot it is here? Because it is unbearable.
Also, we were going to do a shoot out in the desert at the beginning of this month.
Okay.
Which
had
we ended
cancel.
Up, we rescheduled it because it ended up being like the hottest month on earth.
It was wild.
Literally, Monday was the hottest day recently that was recorded on earth. How do you all feel about that? Call in 702-900-6446. Are you guys hot as hell? Where you're living, is it like affecting you? Is it not affecting you? We want to know.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Let us know.
I mean, we're fine because we have AC, which is, you know, knock on wood, it never goes out. Like, that's the worst
thing.
You just went through that. So
I also want to know if adverse weather conditions have ever affected your performance sexually?
Please.
Write in about that. Whether self-love or with a friend.
Was it too hot for you to get your nut going?
Or too cold, perhaps.
Was it too cold?
What does happen? Do your balls really shrivel up? Is it possible to get an erection in the cold? These are the things that we want to know. We want to know your mishaps. We want to know your misadventures, because we have definitely shared enough of ours. And I think that there are so many things that people can listen to and relate to. And if you guys have... like things you want questions on, like advice, perhaps relationship advice, life advice, all of that kind of stuff. I think I give great advice. I don't always take it myself, but you definitely should, because I think it would actually be helpful. If I took my own advice, I could rule the world.
That's amazing, because I give shit advice.
You give great advice. We actually have a skit coming up soon that we're working on planning now. That came from your brain. We can't like announce and give it away, but it was gold.
But things like that come up in my head, right?
Mm-hmm.
But advice, it just doesn't happen.
I think that you can give good advice.
Organically.
I think you should. And I think that we should end this episode with a sex talk.
Okay, let's do it.
We're on number 25. So for those of you who don't know, it's sex talk. It's kind of similar to the Friendship Edition box, but we just pull a couple cards randomly now and then, and we have discarded all the ones that we've answered. So we are up to our 25th question.
Yes.
So.
Bringing it back.
How do you like to be kissed?
Oh, I love forehead kisses. I love sweet little kisses.
I love a forehead kiss.
It's so sweet. But how about you?
Once you get to the forehead, though, I'm like, ear?
Yes.
Neck?
Yes.
Clit. Not my nipples, though. I like those pinched or flicked. Be really aggressive with them. It's like a... I like the ditty twister. It's fun. I should really like the hard, like, I know I've said that before, but like hard.
It's the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
I like a little soft.
I'm like, oh, kiss my forehead and then beat my nipples, please.
I like how we saw a photo of you earlier and you're like, why does my nipple look like it's going like this?
My nipple looked hungry. It was like before I had a boob job. And for some reason, my nipples, none of the other photos looked like that. But in this one photo,
it's the angle.
My nipple looked like its lips were pursed. Like it was pursed lips, like cartoon lips. Like
SpongeBob.
Like a girl duck facing or something. Yes. Like that on my nipple. And I was like, it looks open. Like I
like you could put milk in it.
Yeah, like
and
scoop
have
it
cereal.
Out. Just a tiny cereal, like can really we, miniature cereal.
Also, can we just talk about how much you love to eat your
cereal?
Rice Krispies after they were done cheering for you? I don't know if anyone else did this, but I found this out earlier about Molly and I thought it was adorable.
Okay, so tell people how you eat Rice Krispies.
I put them in a bowl, mm-hmm. I put my almond milk, and I eat them.
Mm-hmm. So what
how
I like
do you
to do...
eat them?
I like Rice Krispies because, so they're really small,
they
right?
Sing.
So if they're small and crispy, I'd be worried about choking on them.
Okay.
Because you get excited and start eating cereal quickly and then you could like inhale a Rice Krispie, right? So I like to pour the milk all over them and then just listen to them crackle and they're like.
For a while.
And then once they're no longer crackling, you know that they're ready. And then you can eat them when they're nice and soggy. Like a paste.
Oh, my God. And I loved Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles slapped. Oh, that was the thing from the meme the other day. Okay, so I was telling Laura earlier. I had a meme that got served to me. It was like getting diagnosed with autism as an adult when you find out that nobody else ate the Skittles by organizing them by color and eating the colors from least favorite. To most favorite. And nobody else apparently ate out all of the little pieces of Lucky Charm cereal so that you could eat the marshmallows at the end. So the more and more that I am on social media, the more and more it tells me how autistic I truly am. So I'm not gonna let this define me. All right? It's just a little piece of me, just a touch. And that's okay. I'll answer one of these and then we can head out. 26. Oh, wait, you're supposed to ask this to me.
Ready? Do you communicate during sex using primarily your words or your body?
My butthole.
I'm just kidding. Tell us how. Oh. Does your butthole talk?
It talks. Yeah. I have a little voice for it.
Hello,
it's like,
my baby.
That's what my butthole sounds like.
So when you bent over in doggy.
Hey, don't look at me for too long. Hey, look away. Don't make eye contact.
Hey, light my joint. You got a light?
We asked that of the other day. Didn't we ask a couple episodes ago if anybody could smoke out of their butthole?
Yeah, did anyone write back?
Mm-mm.
Hey, we're still asking.
Who can smoke out of their butthole?
Please call in and let us know. We're very fascinated by this. I've always wanted to see if my butthole could inhale. Can yours? Can your vagina? Let us know. Listen, please call in.
We want to know a lot of fucking things.
Or write in. You don't have to even call. You can email us.
TWNDpodcast@gmail.com. So please share with us, because I think that we've shared a lot with you all throughout the years. And
our goals and our ambitions. And inhibitions.
All bitions. We got all the bitions. That's what I know. We're some bitches with some bitions. And that's the fucking show.
Ooh, this is like that. Well, that's like kind of like. Hey!
Cool. All right. So follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at ThisRedheadIsSFW.
And you can follow me at WhamGlamArtistry.
And please consider joining us on Patreon, because at 55 paid subscribers, we're going to be doing a video where I eat fruit by the foot off of Laura's foot. And we're getting very, very close now. I think we have like 36 to 38 subscribers at the moment. So if you guys want to get involved with that, we'd appreciate it. You also get ads with...
Nope.
You get no ads. You get zero ads. You get it a day early. You get skits. You get to go see our music video, which is there all the time, but we prefer that you watch it on YouTube. But you also get things that you don't see on YouTube, like Krampus, Football Fantasy, all of our monthly skits. I think I said Zoom chats already, but there's Thought Takes episodes where I rant in lingerie for 15 to 20 minutes, and it's really, really fun. So
we got some more ideas coming your way.
Oh, yes.
Also, we have a new skit.
It's coming from Laura's brain, and it's fucking amazing.
Well,
so we're gonna put a production on once again for you, as we always do. So thank you once again for joining us, and we will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.